Hey folks, welcome back to Xamarin Forms 101. I'm your host, Maddie Legere, and today I'm going to show you some tips and tricks for working with XAML inside of Visual Studio 2019 for Mac. First of all, starting in Visual Studio 8.2, you have a brand new XAML IntelliSense experience on Mac. So you can check to make sure that's enabled in Visual Studio Preferences, Text Editor, Behavior, XAML, and then enable new XAML language service. And what this does is gives you the same IntelliSense engine that you get on Windows with your Visual Studio for Mac. So great things like you get namespace completion, you get fuzzy matching. So if I mistype grid, it still knows to suggest grid. I get light bulbs, I get resource completion down here. I can see that. Ooh, primary right there. And the entire editor is built native to Mac, so it's super fast, it's got line wrapping, it's got right-to-left text support, and it's super smooth scrolling and typing. That makes your text editing experience awesome with Visual Studio for Mac, but there are also some ways to get around having to write XAML at all. One of those is the toolbox right here. So to open the toolbox, if you don't already have it on the side there, you can go to View, Pads, Toolbox. And that'll pop it right up for you. One cool feature of the toolbox is that I can drag and drop layouts or controls or cells from here straight onto my editor. So if I select the button and drag it over, it'll add a snippet for me right there in line. So I can just go and add my text right away. Hi. Another feature new to Visual Studio for Mac 8.4 is this property panel right here for Xamarin Forms. So to get that, it's View, Pads, Properties. That pops this up right here. And if I click inside an element like this button, you can see type button, and then all of the attributes I have that I can edit for this button. So if I wanted to change the text, I could go ahead, I could type text, hello. And you see it updates right here in my XAML for me. So if I can't remember a property name, or I'm just trying to quickly edit a bunch of things, I can go through and scroll in the property panel and search and use it right there. Another cool feature of the property panel is that I can use a color picker to set like a background color or text color. So just right away, you see the color picker pop up. I can pick different values here, see the RGB value, see the hex code, and it updates it automatically in my XAML for me. So those are two super useful features that help you see controls and properties without actually having to type any XAML. Hopefully by using some of these tools, you feel more productive when you're writing your XAML UIs in Visual Studio 2019 for Mac. Definitely check out the other Xamarin Forms 101s we have. We have a similar video for Windows XAML tips and tricks and all different things about Xamarin Forms in general. Thanks for watching.
Hey, it's James, checking in on your Xamarin Forms journey into mobile development. Don't forget to do all the things such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell so you get all the latest episodes in your inbox. And while you're here, check out all these awesome Xamarin Forms 101 videos right here. Get going now.